Well, the Australian share market has managed a modest recovery in early trade on Wednesday. It comes after a sizable sell-off the day before when the ASX 200 lost around 1.3%. What we've seen in early trade is the market move ahead early on, but it's consolidated since. And as we move into the early part of the afternoon, it's just off highs and it's up by around 30 points or 0.4%. So there have been a number of key features of the session. What we have seen is most sectors have moved higher. The only notable exception is the consumer staples group. And there's an important reason for that, and that's the more than 20% decline that we've seen for Treasury Wine Estates. So that stock saw a profit downgrade after the market closed yesterday. So today being the first opportunity to respond to that. There are a couple of factors cited behind the downgrade, including the impact of drought and fires on the local vintage, but overwhelmingly it's been the performance of their US business that's been responsible for the lowered expectations. And they attribute that to a number of factors, including an aggressive discounting environment in the United States. They expect earnings growth in the order of 5 to 10%, and that's a substantial narrowing compared to earlier expectations for earnings growth to be in the order of 15 to 20%. So that's where the consumer staples group is being dragged down. Elsewhere, a lot of focus obviously on the travel related stocks, given the fact that they were marked down aggressively yesterday. There is a rebound, but it's only a modest one compared to some of the declines yesterday. For example, Webjet was down by around 13%. Today, it's up by the better part of 2%. Corporate Travel Group up by 1.6%. Flight Centre up by around 0.75%. And Qantas shares are ahead by about 1%. Gold stocks are lower, having had a moment in the sun yesterday, but they're moving lower today. Northern Star shares are down by around 2.7%. Blood Products Group CSL still highlighting its defensive qualities. It's up by around 0.33%. Energy stocks are a bit firmer after yesterday's weakness. Santos and Woodside Petroleum each up by around 1%. Banks are generally higher, led by the ANZ, which is up by about 1%. And there's also a recovery in the bulk miners, although there's still the residue of that big fall in iron ore prices yesterday, down by around 8%, although that was the first opportunity that iron ore prices had to trade since around the 25th of the month. Elsewhere, we've seen a slightly hotter than expected inflation reading for the December quarter, 0.7% for the quarter, up 1.8% for the headline number in annualized terms. Bottom line, that's a stronger headline number. The underlying inflation still contained, but the firmer headline number will be enough to stop the any consideration of a rate cut next week, and that's been behind the Aussie dollar moving higher, so it's back to around 67.7 US cents.